But these men didn't conform to what we think of now as the usual picture of heart disease. They were fit, active lumberjacks and farmers by trade. The problem was their diet, consisting of nearly 70% dairy fat and meat and hardly any vegetables. This preponderance of saturated fat was causing everyone to have high levels of cholesterol. And a lot of people were also smoking. The answer was clear but difficult. People had to stop smoking, and even more demanding, they had to change eating habits learned over a lifetime. Pekka Puska decided the only way forward was to treat the community as if it was a patient, rather than single out individuals at high risk.
Well, I mean, if I start to listen what we did, so it would take many hours because we did so many things. There's no magic one bullet. You don't change the people by posters or leaflets. You have to do a whole range of things. But let's say first, the message, of course, was that heart disease can be prevented. It is a question of changing few lifestyles. The role of the project is to tell you this, to help you, but it's up to you. But your petition was to help us to prevent heart disease. Our answer is this can be done, but you yourself have to make those changes. And the population was very, very positive to this message. They liked the project. At the same time, they were very skeptical about the thing that they should abandon their butter and their smoking. Changing lifestyles is not easy. It wasn't easy in North Karelia.
Was there resistance?
Oh, a lot of resistance, and particularly concerning the fat thing, which later on became even a national big debate. Several books have been written in Finland which refer to this, what is called a fat war, because not only the farmers were very resistant, but then there was this dairy's economic interest, political backing, and so there was very, very strong opposition to the idea that people should cut down their butter consumption, cream consumption. That was very, very difficult.
But they did.
They did, yes.
It's not surprising there was resistance to the doctor's plans. After the war, many refugees had been relocated to Karelia and given a small plot of land on which they raised dairy cattle. Next to forestry, it was the largest industry in the area. However, the situation was clearly critical, with men in their 40s and 50s dying in their droves from heart attacks and strokes. The people took up Pekka Puska's messages and began to adopt them. And it seems to have worked. Within a year, mortality began to drop, and over the past two decades, the improvements in people's health have been significant.
Now, during the last 20 years, there's been a remarkable steady decline, particularly in North Karelia, but also a very nice decline in all Finland. So that now, 30 years after the start of the project, the rates in North Karelia were 82% lower and in all Finland 75% lower than during the period when we started. So in practice, this means 80% less deaths of heart disease in working age population. This is dramatic change.
As a result of the North Karelia project, the whole of Finland was included in similar public health schemes. From having the dubious distinction of being number one in the world for deaths from heart disease, Finland has now dropped to number six in the World Health Organization's league table. North Karelia has become a mecca for public health experts, anxious to see if the approach of treating the whole community can be replicated elsewhere on the globe.